Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave Moore, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'd say you're fair tired.
I'm fairly tired, but I'm okay. I'm excited.
Okay, well, you should be excited because the ferryman in the Gaiety is why you're here to talk to me. And oh my God, would you please explain to someone who has no idea, who's listening now going, what's Lawrence doing? What's the ferryman?
The Ferryman is a Jez Butterworth play that has been hugely successful on the West End and Broadway, and has won every award going that a theatre show can win. Caroline Downey seen it a few years ago, and she said, I have to bring this to Dublin. I have to. It's a huge undertaking.
Now, it is huge. Tell everyone why it's so big, because this isn't just your standard, like, you know, there's a cast of four people and we stick it on a play.
Yeah, I mean, there's a cast of 23. Which is like...
Actually 23 people in a play.
It's insane. And the Gaiety stage is a very big stage.
Yeah.
When you put all 23 people on that stage, it suddenly becomes a very small stage. And then you add to that a rabbit, a goose, a baby, a lion.
Now hang on. A real rabbit, a real goose, and a real baby.
And a real baby. I was saying to the baby's mother the other night, I said, it's going to be brilliant when she's 18. And she goes, I've been in the business 18 years.
Yeah.
she is amazing. The baby appears all throughout the show, but at one point it's late in the evening when she comes on for her last time. And so she gets handed to Sarah Morris when she's still asleep. But because of the activity on stage and I'm speaking to her, she wakes up and she looks at me.
No.
And I play a menacing character, so she just keeps smiling at me.
And you're trying to
And
be...
I'm like, I can still be menacing. Yeah. But I'm like, how am I doing this to this child?
And I mean, obviously you can control actors. They learn their lines. They know when to talk, when not to talk. Rabbits, geese, babies tend to not really stick to scripts.
Yeah, the rabbit's been fine. The baby's been fine.
But the goose
has misbehaved the last few nights. It's shat on stage a few times.
Yes!
That's going to happen.
Has it honked at all, anybody?
It hasn't honked.
It hasn't attacked anyone because geese are notoriously...
Well, here's the thing. Joe Hanley has been dealing with the goose, and he had a day with the goose before we started.
Okay.
And the goose was brilliant, all great. First preview, great. The goose has now started to bite him. Turn around, grab him, and shit on stage. So the baby, it's the baby's turn next, I think.
Oh, that's so good. Well, if the baby can bite and do the other bit on stage, we'll be laughing. Look, some of the cast, people will know Alex Murphy, for example, Young Offenders. He's been in here sitting in that chair where you are. Charlene McKenna, Peaky Blinders, Raw, people will know her. And you've decided to make things slightly more difficult for yourself by bringing your own young fella into it.
Yeah, I think my wife, Charlene, insisted that he do this play with me so I can't go for points afterwards.
You got to look after him instead.
I'm a chauffeur.
But Aaron's been acting for a little while, right?
Yeah, he did his first job a good few years ago now, but obviously last year was his big year. He did Flora and Son, played the lead in John Carney's Flora and Son, which went on to, you know, do massive things for him. And it's been a really exciting few years for him, actually. Last year... I don't know what year.
Yeah, I know. It's 2025
last
now.
Last year. Last year, he did a Sherlock Holmes thing with David Thewlis that he had an amazing time on. And then this came about. I did my first play, I think, when I was 17. Maybe 16.
Right.
And it's the same thing with Orin.
He's that age now, yeah.
He started out same age as me. To have him on stage with me is just... It's so special for me.
Like, I'd say it is. Yeah. But also, would you not have, you know, spent the last 5 or 6 years saying to him, do anything else?
I still do. Like, after the first one, I was like, well, that's it now. Go back to school, do your thing. And then this one came about and I'm like, he's followed me everywhere.
Well, what a talent. Because Flora and Son, he is genuinely amazing.
Yeah, he's brilliant. And you know what? He's so mature in everything he does. He's just taking it all in a stride. Everybody loves him in there. He's really enjoying it. I wrote him a card. You do open night cards for everybody.
Yes.
And he didn't do one for me, but I did one for him. And I was handing out the cards to different dressing rooms, and I seen Oran at the top of his dressing room stairwell, and he was just bawling his eyes out. He's a very emotional kid.
Right.
And then he got me going. I was like, Oran, listen, I've got to get out here.
And be menacing.
Get out of dad mode here.
Yeah.
But it really is very
special. Sorry, but bawling his eyes out because of the emotion of everything, not because he was worried or anxious or anything like that.
Just the idea.
The idea
that he's about to go on stage in front of 1,200 people. His mom's out there and getting to share the stage with me. He's loving it, and I'm loving it. It's very special. I'm on stage with him a little bit, but I've a brief scene with him, and It's quite bizarre.
That is an amazing thing to be able to do as a dad. All right, to take your son to that. Because I mean, look, I know even if I bring my young Flynn here, whatever, I have four kids, but if I bring any of them in here, I'm hoping they behave themselves, hoping they say hello, whatever. But to bring them in a professional scenario would just be an entirely different.
Yeah, it should be a recipe for disaster. But it's been going well so far, and long may it continue.
And I presume he does want to continue this. This is now his passion, his dream, in the same sense that it would have been for you.
Yeah, I mean, I, like, weirdly enough, I never wanted to do it, and I just fell into it, and I didn't want to stop. And it's a similar thing with Oran. It's not something he wanted to do. Fell into it with the film, and then with theatre. He had no aspirations really to go on stage. But then this came about, and Andrew Flynn is just an unbelievable director and great with young people, and he's really settled them in. And the cast are just all so lovely. He's That's loving brilliant. It. So I'm like, you need to go back, and he's going to go back to school, so he's going to be double jobbing, soon, next week, and he's gone, Dad, yeah, I think I really want to do this. I'm loving it. And I'm like, yeah, but it's great when it happens. And I can't really knock that flow of it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But I speak to somebody sitting in your chair every single day, right? That's part of my job, is to interview people. And what I think about actors is, and this is amazing, because I've spoken to literally thousands of you at this stage, is no matter what level, inverted commas, an actor is at, if it's Will Ferrell, if it's Tom Cruise, if it doesn't matter where you are, you're still waiting for the next job.
Yeah.
I don't care how big you are. That doesn't leave an actor. An actor knows, I've got a period of time where I'm going to be on stage in this, or I'm going to be doing this film, or I'm going to be doing this TV show. And then after that, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And the uncertainty of it all is concerning at times. But then the upside of that is that I've got to spend so many days and hours at home with the kids that a lot of people don't. So, look, I've had so many amazing times. And the thing with this job is that it's never really over as such. Even when you think things are not going well, something will come out of the blue that you'll end up in Australia or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's very rewarding in that sense.
I'd say it is. Yeah. Come here, quick fire round before you go. What are you currently obsessed with? And you can't say The Ferryman, because obviously you are, but it must be something else in your life.
What am I currently obsessed with?
Food. App.
Well, as you can see by the look of me, I'm always obsessed with food. What am I'm just obsessed with getting Oran in every day. Like it's become a little bit extra work than it should have been.
Right,
just having him eating at the right times and getting him in to be show ready. He wants to go to Bambino every day before the show, and
it's a good pizza spot, but
it's not a good idea. That will come up. Just like the geese.
Just like the geese, you will at some point. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh God, who is the most hate these questions.
I know, but that's why I'm here for.
It's real, like, it's just dropping names.
No, it's not dropping. No, this is the one scenario where you're allowed to drop names. People have dropped Madonna's name. People have dropped President Clinton's name. You're allowed to drop a name here.
I'll just stick with a friend of mine, Kerry Condon.
Pretty good, in fairness. Think back to 8 years old, Lawrence Kinnan in second class. The teacher goes, right, it's time for Susbjug, boys and girls, to get your lunchboxes. What's in yours?
Mine, I had a very unhealthy lunchbox. I used to be addicted to, you know, the yellow snacks, the little squares?
Oh, stop, love that.
A yellow snack, a Capri Sun, and some sort of, do you remember Postman Pat sweets?
Oh, yeah, the chewy Postman Pat sweets.
Yeah, they're blue. They don't sell them anymore.
Yeah.
That was my lunchbox, 8 year old. That's why I have no teeth.
And the final question I ask everybody is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do. Okay. But not all the time. And the reason being, because I've hairy legs, when I wash my legs in the shower, it's so itchy for about 8 hours afterwards.
Really?
Like,
that can't be good.
I'm like, itchy, rubbing my legs with my feet. It's awful.
See, I'm right then. You shouldn't be washing them.
No, you shouldn't.
Lawrence Kinnan is in The Ferryman in the Gaiety, along with a cast of 23, including a baby, a rabbit, and an angry goose. Go along and see it. You will not be disappointed. Lawrence, thanks so much for coming in.
Dave, thank you.
Hero.
Dave Moore on Today FM.